Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That was Marcus's favorite, Post Malone.
Yeah, he's the greatest of all time.
I agree. Coming up at 7 o'clock, your first first chance today to see Halsey and Churches at Shoreline Amphitheater. Tickets on sale tomorrow.
Halsey.
Yeah, I know. She's great. Mm-hmm. 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com tomorrow. And Jane will have another chance at 5:05. So Halsey tickets coming up top of the hour.
All right, guys. The San Francisco police say they'll be responding to fewer homeless calls from here on out. Fewer San Francisco police may be responding to calls about the homeless following the passing of a resolution Wednesday evening by the city's police commission. Commissioners unanimously passed a resolution that urges San Francisco city officials to form a working group to come up with an alternative to a police response, which is not working. This comes from Kelly Cutler, the human rights organization with the Coalition on Homelessness. This resolution is moving in the right direction and away from the status quo.
So instead of a cop coming, picking somebody up and tossing them in jail, maybe like a band of helpers will...
It looks like that's what they're trying to move towards. I don't know. The homeless
What's
solution
the answer to this?
It's so much more complicated than just giving people housing because...
Agreed.
There's a gajillion people who are homeless. So there's not enough housing. And as always, who's going to pay for all of it?
We are.
And this is already an expensive area to live in.
Already. You know, I swear to God, you hear people talking about the homeless problem. We talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. There is no simple solution for it. And people complain. And why isn't someone doing it? Well, what? Where's your big idea?
Like, what can you do?
They've swept people out of the city.
Yeah. I mean, they've done almost everything imaginable. And, I mean, ultimately, the answer probably lies in making sure people don't ever become homeless.
Right. Good luck, because you know, it's everything from mental health to addiction to indigence to, you know, falling on hard times. I just don't know. It's so sad. There's nothing sadder than walking through our beautiful city and watching someone shoot up right in front of you and your children.
Oh, man.
Or poop.
Or stepping in human feces.
Yeah. Someone had texted in one time a few months back that we're all three incidents away from being homeless.
Sure.
Right. That one major health complication.
Yep.
A loss
one
of a
firing.
Job.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty true.
I mean, really.
Sometimes I feel bad for being angry about it.
Angry about the homeless problem?
Yeah, just because, you know, I get mad at some of the homeless folks sometimes.
They do get right in your face, but that's how they make their living.
Yeah.
And some of them can be scary.
Really scary. Yeah. Like they're clearly disturbed.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what's been happening with Bart. For some reason, over the last few years, there's been a lot of homeless folks on BART late at night because I take BART late at night often. And there's a lot of homeless folks there and a lot of folks who clearly had some mental deficiencies. And you have to be worried about some of the things that they may do because we've seen folks are murdered on the train.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what the answer is, but I don't know if this is going to solve any of it.
I don't either, but it might be a step in the right direction if someone can get picked up and taken somewhere. I don't know. It comes down to individuals being reached.
Yep.
408 says jail is the only solution.
It isn't, though. We know that's not the solution.
No. Listen, the solution, jail doesn't even seem to be the solution for criminals.
No, it's not.
Right.
Walmart, guys.
What about it?
Walmart got an $80,000 Christmas donation from Khalil Mack, former Oakland Raider, now of the Chicago Bears. Over Christmas, his charity foundation made this $80,000 donation to a Walmart in his hometown of Fort Pierce, Florida, to pay off all the layaway accounts.
I love that.
I like those stories.
Awesome.
I've always wanted, I would totally do that if I had money.
Now, you know,
I want to put stuff on layaway just in case.
I wouldn't be reading this if there wasn't a twist to this story.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Turned out, Walmart only had about $60,000 in total layaways. So instead of returning the $20,000, the managers, the employees, put a bunch of stuff for themselves on layaway and use that money to pay it off.
Those bastards.
Wow.
Wow is right.
A spokesperson for Walmart says, quote, "We have determined the store did not handle the transaction in keeping with Walmart's guidelines and have taken corrective action."
Good.
It's not clear what that action was, so we don't know if anyone from the store was suspended or fired or had to return the stuff they got from the donation. For what it's worth, Walmart's base pay for employees is below the poverty line.
It is.
And the
company is one of the biggest corporations in the world, and they pool, employees will pool money together to help someone with like a health problem or a family problem. Because they're it's so wrong that the billionaires that own that can't see what they're doing to, like, why is it so difficult for giant corporations who are clearly making bucket loads of money to take a tiny percentage of that and give people a good salary, decent health care, some job security? Why is that so difficult?
Sarah.
What has happened?
They're greedy.
What has happened? Is that it? It's just greed?
Absolutely.
Why are people so awful? Would I be that person if I was a CEO of a company? Like,
you would hope not.
Right. Well, so why do I have more humanity than that? Like, why do I think that most people are good, and yet these people, once they're billionaires, what, they're scared they're going to lose their billions?
Whatever happened to the idea that if the taxes were low for all the rich people, that the effect would trickle down to the folks below them?
Proved to not work.
It never has.
And it never will.
And yet people continue to believe it.
I just feel like we've lost sight of the fact that companies are the people that work there. And I am so mad about the PG&E thing. Mm. I know I'm getting shrill. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to take it down.
Go for it, buddy.
Like the whole PG&E
thing.
Full
on view with
look,
Sarah.
The fact that there was a single dollar in bonuses given to anyone at that company after the damn debacle that has happened in the last couple of years. That's why when we're doing the T-Mobile spot, I'm like, oh my God, a company that actually reinvests in itself. Mm-hmm. That all the profits didn't just go to the top tier. I'm sure they made plenty of money. Listen, T-Mobile, also a company.
Sure.
But, especially after the San Bruno incident, how on earth can they justify ever not being just vigilant about maintaining this thing that we are all attached to?
Yep. They have us by the nads because there's really
no other alternative.
Option.
Right. So for Walmart to have all these, like, they have millions of employees and they're all living, you know, it would not cost that company. And think about how much better everything would be.
I worked at a Walmart almost 30 years ago.
Is that so?
Yeah, almost. And I worked overnights. And
stocking or something?
No, I was working with the cleaning crew, and it was about as unpleasant an experience as one could possibly
have.
And
it's one of the biggest. There's Walmarts everywhere. Every truck you pass on the highway is a Walmart delivery truck.
They locked us in overnight.
Oh, my God.
So I was working at graveyard shift, and they would lock the doors overnight, and you couldn't leave.
Wow.
What if they had an emergency?
Then you could leave. But otherwise, you were locked in all night long.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. I remember, and I don't know if it's still the same, but back then, it was crazy, man. And they paid nothing.
Over the years,
it's a travesty the way they treat their workers.
A lot of cases that they treat women so poorly.
Right. I remember there was like a huge, wasn't there
like a class action lawsuit
against it? I really feel like our mentality, or maybe corporate America's mentality, needs a major shift. It's so wrong. And even just the way, in even smaller businesses too, just like keeping people at part time so they're not having to pay more. Like,
yeah, no benefits.
No benefits. And
you know, with all this
awful.
Being said, I will shop at a Walmart because
the prices are good.
The prices are good and they have a lot of variety stuff.
And it's only
cheap
because they can pay people nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it could still be cheap. And they could take 1% less money for the top tier people there.
Also, let's be honest, they're not paying top dollar for the stuff that they get there, for the goods.
Right.
I mean,
you get what you pay for.
Yeah, right. That's true.
And they're putting brick and mortar businesses out.
Ooh.
It's, oh my God, we are not going to solve the world's problems this morning. But it is fun to bitch about them.
Yeah, it would be un-American not to.
Right, that's it's our God-given right as Americans.
Yeah,
get them! Sorry. Well, let's do you got something anything fun. Fun? Yeah, I got something fun. Something really? That I'm not going to get all crazy over. God, what's wrong with me? Oh. I know I should. There's a voice in my head that's going, Sarah, just stop.
How about
just
this one?
Talking about it.
This will be interesting. You almost never see a vigilante justice story that works out well for the vigilantes. Hmm.
Yeah, it's like the whole no good deed goes unpunished.
Well, this one may be a little different.
All right.
25-year-old Corey Cornett and his 29-year-old girlfriend Savannah live together in Visalia, California.
Oh, Visalia!
Yeah,
that's my town!
And you know what?
What?
Corey and Savannah were sick of people in their area stealing bikes.
Bike theft.
Uh-oh.
So.
Hurts the kids.
For several months, they'd leave a bike on their front lawn to lure thieves in. And then as soon as somebody tried to steal it, they'd chase him down.
Well, that's
and,
a bait bike.
And beat the right. beat the crap out of him with baseball bats.
Oh, whoa! No! Baseball bats. That's
a little much.
Yeah. Just cut off a finger, why don't you? At least I don't have brain damage.
Cut off a foot so you can't pedal away.
Right. Oh, my God.
They beat up at least four would-be thieves
between
July and November. They were serial killers. But neighbors say the real number was much higher. Yeah, just like serial killers.
Oh.
And a few were seriously injured, of course, because you were hit with a bat.
Yeah, baseball bats will do some damage.
Yeah, they will.
Now, apparently, as is always the case, some of their neighbors supported what they were doing, but they got caught after trying to rack up likes for posting the security footage on YouTube.
Oh, my God, you dummies. God, the internet is ruining everything.
Idiots.
The internet is the gateway for idiocy.
It is.
To demonstrate itself in a wide and broadband.
Hey, babe. Let's go beat some people with baseball bat. Oh, my God, that'd be so great. Let's put it on YouTube.
Oh my God,
let's get some likes.
Imagine how many likes we're going to get.
A lot.
We'll have so many subscribers.
You sure will.
Maybe they just had it in their head that since they were stopping would-be thieves, that they were somehow in the right.
Yeah.
This is a case of people watching way too much TV. Way too much TV thinking, oh yeah, nobody will be mad about this. Of course they were. They're facing charges of conspiracy and assault with a deadly weapon. None of the thieves have been arrested because Corey and Savannah never filed a police report about the attempted thefts. They just went out there to beat the hell out of them.
You know, what's scary is, like, kids steal bikes, too. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Some of those kids look like grown-ups.
Yeah, but, I mean, sometimes a 12-year-old's like, oh, my God, a bike, yay.
Like, I mean, honestly, dude, it is not fair. You're going to leave a bike sitting out there, and I bet you it was a cool-looking bike, too.
Sure.
All right.
Well, try the same bike every night.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, you feel like beating someone up tonight? Yeah, go get the bike.
My cousin, listening from Visalia, said, whoop, whoop.
Hey, cuz. Letty. Looking forward to your next visit. Cinnamon roll. He's like, great. Every time I go in there, I got to bring a cinnamon roll. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
How much time do we have? For a week?
You got about 6 minutes.
Okay. I'll jump into this one. This is interesting. Couples who live together before they get married. Worse sex lives.
Worse sex lives?
Worse sex lives.
Well, that's not true.
Definitely not true. At this point, it's almost stranger when a couple doesn't live together before they get married. So here's a reason why you shouldn't. According to a new study, couples who live together before they get married have worse sex lives than couples who don't live together first. The researchers found that couples who live together have less sex at the beginning of their marriage, and over time, they're less satisfied with their sex lives.
Well, you do have less sex at the beginning of your marriage because you've been having all the sex were living together. And you got to know each other and decided if you were compatible before you pulled the trigger.
This is what's funny about when people say, well, you know, most of the couples who live together, they don't ever get married, et cetera. Yeah.
As well, they shouldn't.
That's the point.
Right.
That's the whole point. Live together. I've told my daughters, please, whoever you decide to spend your life with, live with them for at least a year.
Yeah. Dad told me that too.
Yeah. Please do it for me.
Well, my mom never said it outright, but there was no problem. I mean, my grandmother was very upset.
You fornicator?
Raised nothing but a bunch of fornicators.
My parents, my mother, they were
I was
not,
like, good job, mom.
Not loving it.
Not loving it.
Not loving it.
Yeah. I think it's, and frankly, even marriage, I'm like, why? You don't need to. So many people don't.
Yeah, you don't need to at this point.
You don't need to. This society, there's no, scarlet letter on you or anything. I mean, yes, okay, in the 50s maybe it was, you know, you couldn't live in society or something as a single mom or
I think it's
whatever.
Cool now because people get married, hopefully, because they actually want to get married and they like the idea of having that security as opposed to feeling like this is something I have to do because we've been together X amount of years or because my parents want me to do it.
Sure.
Or because it's the logical next step or whatever.
Look, there's a million reasons to and a million reasons not to. And you know, I just like that we all have the freedom to make that decision on our own. If it's not right for you, totally fine with me. I guess it's because we're all so selfish and into our own thing. I don't care what anybody
That's
does.
True.
Everybody, do whatever you want. As long as you don't hurt me or affect me in any way.
We'd all be a lot happier if we stopped worrying about what everybody else did in their personal lives.
Yep, we would be.
I'm going to try one more.
Okay.
Little good news.
All right.
Teachers in San Francisco could soon get housing provided by the city after the San Francisco Unified School District's Board of Education on Tuesday unanimously passed a resolution to approve affordable educator housing.
That is one of the things that really kills me about the prices around here. Like, even the rich people need people that, you know, they need teachers for their children. Yeah. They need people who can work at stores. I mean, when you price everyone out, no one's going to commute 2 hours in for their job at the SEVI, you know?
Right. Yeah. I actually feel like many of these civil servants, like teachers, shouldn't have to worry about housing.
I totally agree with this.
Like military. If you're in the military, you should never have to worry about housing, food, medical, any of that stuff ever again. Like, why is stuff like this? Teachers should just, there should be like a teacher's complex or teacher's apartment condo or
the
something where they
community.
Just get them.
Sure.
They just get them. Under the resolution, the district would establish procedures for potentially developing as many as 550 units of affordable housing for teachers by 2030. The passing of this educator housing resolution will increase our ability to retain the best educators in California and benefit our students for decades to come.
Or we could pay them more.
Yeah, a good point. Teachers don't make any money.
Well, it's not even that they don't make any money, because you see the numbers, you go, oh, that seems all right sometimes. But then you look at what it costs to live in this area.
That's what it is.
If they were making that money working in Alabama, they'd be the richest people in the town.
And paying for their own supplies for the classrooms.
I know.
That's crazy.
It is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's honestly, this boy, we're back to trying to fix the world. There are things that we spend money on that just seem like that should go to education.
Amen.
I'm going to just try to stop going off on rants.
I actually like the rants.
It's like every story here.
I know. What is wrong with me? I got to stop it. It just winds me up.
But these are the conversations that we need to have.
You tired, Sarah?
We have to have these conversations.
I am. I was exhausted after the 6 a.m. break. I mean, got to fight with Marcus over whether or not TV shows should end the way I want them to.
Last 30 is where it started.
Yeah.
The resolution calls for Superintendent Vincent Matthews to work with staff and the Educator Housing Working Group to look into creative financing models along with the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development and use all benefits provided by initiatives approved by voters back in November when the voters approved Prop A, which dedicated $20 million in funding for future affordable housing for teachers.
I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
That's the last one.
Well, coming up, if you've got a dog or a cat or even an iguana, Spotify's got something for you. You won't believe this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.